Good morning, church. How are we doing today? We're alive. We're walking on this side of the earth. We have the breath of life in us. So let's stand as we open up in prayer this morning. Father, we thank you once again that we have the privilege and the honor of being in church today. That there are many throughout time who would be willing to give up most anything just to be able to have a seat here in church. Father, may we never take it for granted that we can just show up here every single Sunday. And Father, as we are here this morning, in anticipation that something good and great is going to happen here this morning, that you're going to move within our midst, Father, we just thank you as we're going to begin to praise you and to sing songs and to lift up our voices, that you will just meet us here once again with your Holy Spirit. That it will just be an awesome time of worship and of praise. A time like we've never had before. And we just thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over. Celestial shore, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars as well, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. Where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. By and by, I'll fly away.
Amen.
120 years may seem like a long time, but in eternity time, it's the blink of an eye, right? Just a few more weary days, and then your flight home.
Call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You'll find those words in Psalm 18, verse 3 and 46. Jesus said, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." You think about that, you know. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Does that mean that we can't think well of ourselves? Does that mean he hasn't given us talents and skills and so forth? Absolutely he has. But we're not walking around saying, you know, I'm great, you're great, we're all great. We simply humble ourselves. We say, well, you know, I can sing because God has given me a voice to sing. It's not necessarily me. He could take it at any moment that he wanted to. In much the same way that he took, can't remember his name, was it Zechariah, who was John the Baptist's father? He didn't believe God. And the angel simply said, because you can't believe me, you're not going to speak until your son is born. What a shock that must have been. An aged man, you know, walking around and suddenly he can't talk. Everything that he knows to be true, you know, he's opened up his mouth and words come out and suddenly he can't speak anymore. But he simply went along with it, and at the appointed time he got his voice. And he confirmed and he said, his name will be John. To humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up.
Amen.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has got the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Hallelujah.
That's our prayer, huh? Higher ground.
Wounded and weary, help. shall see Christ only always living in me.
Thank you, Lord.
You finally get to the point at the end of the song. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. And fill me with your spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Because it's so easy to sing, you know. Have mine own way, Lord. Have mine own way. Right? I struggle with that. Have thine own way, Lord, and hold absolute sway over me. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
My soul in sad exile was out on my sea. So burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the word. My fetters fell off, and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul, since the Lord made me whole, has been the old story so blessed, of Jesus who saved whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the Savior, he patiently waits to save by his power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest and say, my beloved is mine. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen, huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Is He your rock? Is He your fortress?
Amen.
Let's sing it again.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I need Thee every hour, most gracious. No tender voice like Thine can peace afford. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour.
Thank you, Lord.
How many times do we try and power our way through life just by ourselves? If you look at verse 2, it says, I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh.
Amen.
You know, whether it's pornography or who knows, whatever we're struggling with, whatever the temptation is, you know, it's there and it is strong, right? And it is so strong. But the key is when Jesus is nearby, when we press into him, temptations lose their power.
Amen.
They just fade away. Doesn't mean they're not there, but it means that what Jesus said, you know, if you abide in me, everything's going to work out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Exalt.
above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For Thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, O Lord, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, O Lord, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, O Lord, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, O Lord, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, I exalt Thee, O
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We get a taste of that in the book of Revelation, where we're sitting at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it says that we will cast the crowns in front of Him, and that we will exalt Him. We will say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, Jesus Christ. We exalt Thee. All glory and power and dominion forever is His.
There's just something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 there's just something about Your name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about just something about your name, Master.
Standing on holy grounds. We know there are angels all around. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We came today expecting that you will move mightily in the midst of us, and that you are going to do great and mighty things in this upper room. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, and praise you, Heavenly Father, for doing just that, for touching hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For renewing our spirit within us. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way today. Not our way, but thy way. And we bless you and thank you and love you, Lord. And we are determined to worship you with all our heart. We are determined to show forth your marvelous works. Oh, hallelujah. To show forth the loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord from this day forth, even forevermore. Oh, from the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord always be praised. Oh, let the name of the Lord always be praised. For he alone is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for another day that you've given us. We thank you for having it your way. For thank you for moving in the midst of us mightily, Lord, and doing great and mighty things. Oh, we bless you and thank you, Father. We want to see, oh Lord, another book of Acts. We want to see another day of the Pentecost. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we are in unity. We are all in one accord. We are all waiting for the promise of the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. And as Jesus was assembled with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but stay there for the promise of the Father. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, praise your holy name. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And as he assembled together, he commanded them that they should not leave Jerusalem, but they will stay and wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard of me, that John baptizes with water, but you shall be baptized by the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the utmost part of the earth. Hallelujah. And we pray, O Lord, that this will happen in this supper room. It will happen in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And when the day of the Pentecost fully come, they were all in one accord and in one place. As suddenly came a sound from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind, that it filled the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. And it appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that this will happen in this body of believers. We are expecting it, and we will receive it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching us in a mighty way, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you for moving today, for anointing the pastors who will bring the message to us. Hallelujah. We pray for the anointing. We pray for freedom to preach. and that the word will come without with power, we pray, and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you and let your name be glorified with the message. We pray for everyone that gives a testimony for the anointing upon them. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that your name be glorified with the testimonies. And thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And thank you, Lord, you said, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And we thank you, Lord, that you stand good in your promises. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that today we are going to give to the work of the Lord and will give with gladness. And Lord, we give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning. We're going to have time for testimonies. Anybody wants to give a testimony this morning? Natalia, you're first. We've got a little chair right here, Vasily.
I will. will pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Now
I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray my soul you'll keep. Keep me safe through the night and wake me up with morning light. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul you'll keep.
Now
I lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul you'll keep.
I pray
my soul you'll keep. Keep me safe through the night and wake me up with morning light. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul you'll keep.
I pray
my soul you'll keep.
Now
I lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul you'll keep.
If I should
die before I wake, I pray my soul you'll keep. Keep me safe through the night and wake me up with morning light. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul you'll keep.
I pray
my soul you'll keep.
Amen.
This is for my mama. We're going to go have lunch with her. And I draw this.
This is for her mommy.
I draw it all myself.
Okay. Thank you. Amen. You have to watch where you go. There's an old saying that families that pray together stick together, and they have the honor and the pleasure of standing on holy ground. And we give all the praise and the glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right. Joanne?
Good morning. I forgot to thank the board of EAEC for voting me in as deaconess into this church last week, so I just want to thank everybody that did vote. And the Lord's cleansing me every day. I pray, show me my heart, line it up with your holy written word. And he's taking things out all the time. When I came home from the hospital, 2 days and two nights, all kinds of things came out that I thought I had forgiven people for. And now he's still doing that. And as he cleanses all the junk out of my heart, now the love of God can go deep down in there. And it's wonderful. And I've had a lot of joy, more joy than I've ever had before. And I just want to thank the Lord for cleansing me constantly.
Okay, I want to thank God for this weather. I needed these warmer temperatures. So I asked for them and I got them. So I'm thankful for that. Okay, any more testimonies? Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. I've got some things I want to share with you, and I'm really excited about this. And I got two emails that came in this week that I'd like to share with you. And this is what we have prayed for that would happen. Now, this one, first one, is from Bob in California. And he says this: a healing miracle took place at your prayer time Sunday last week. Me. The heart skips and other nausea of constant difficulty went away. This is the third day. Still some other things, but I'm claiming it and trying to get back in that word. Next comes trust that our finances, which are rock bottom, will be solved, and a couple of other bad things to undo. Your sermon was exactly right. I had forgotten how many times Moses found himself challenged by those whom he served faithfully. Reminded me of me, but more than that, it reminded me of your journey. God bless you, Alina, and family. I also was joyed to hear Joanne's testimony. The thing that really blessed me here is this, that we did not particularly pray for this man. We did not ask, we just prayed in generality for different things. And as he was sitting and watching the screen at home, God healed him supernaturally so fast he did not even notice this until later when he walked away and he realized the heart skips were gone and the nausea has simply vanished. And we give God all the praise and the glory. And I believe that this is just the beginning of what God is going to do in this ministry. Then we got another email. This one is from Sweden. And it says, "Hi, John." And I translate this now because I got this in Swedish. Yesterday, Sunday, at 19:30, which is our time, 19:30, that's p.m., their time, I was sitting home in my kitchen, and I looked at your worship service. I thought it was very good, and it was very wonderful and fun to see you live. The family that you had up, we had a picture of a family that had been healed, and were so thankful to God that you had helped them through the difficult years, was very moving. At the same time, it also made me rejoice. I am very happy to be able to be and to partake in your worship services. May God bless you. And this is Sister Grace in Sweden. Now, she got an English name, live in Sweden. And so I'm going to ask those of you that are watching us right now that I would love to hear from you, that you simply would call us, write us an email, and tell us where you are in the world, and that you watched our telecast. And I believe that today some more people are going to be healed as we are going to be praying here. Before we have our prayer time, I have a little sad thing to share with you. Now, I said it last week, we were praying for our finances, and I said that, you know, I believe that next week when we get here, that we will have our rent paid for. Well, God has not failed us, but, you know, God does not, he doesn't have a print press in heaven. I wish he had, and they would fly them down, but God uses people. And this week, for some reason, when it's a holiday, people forget, we got very little mail. A little money in the mail, and very little was given here in the church. And so we are today $800 short of the rent. We need to pay that before the month is out. We don't want to lose the facilities after we got up the webcast and so on, and we can't pay the rent. So I'm going to ask those of you that are here that if you can help an extra, I don't know what was given today in the offering, But if you can give a little bit extra, we have the bookstore. Sister Sharon will be in the bookstore after the service is over. And if you can give, whatever you can give will be appreciated so we can take care of the want. And to those of you that are watching us with a telecast, remember us. And if you can, send us a donation and help us out so that we can continue to move in the Lord. I want to share this with you before we pray now. The last week and a half, we have seen problems in the Middle East. And as I've been watching the news this week, and I'm sure you have been watching the news, you have seen that Hamas have been sending rockets after rockets, a barrage into Israel. And you're simply wondering now, that is actually suicide because they do not have an air force, they do not have a navy, they don't really have an army. They're just a bunch of people with guns. And you would simply ask yourself this, why would anyone, that's suicide. Well, yesterday and continue today, the Israelis are striking back. And hundreds and hundreds of Palestinians are being killed. Now, the Hamas people, what they do is, they are cowards. They're just like rats. They hide between civilians. Instead of standing out in the open and say, we are a fighting unit, we're going to take you on, they hide among children and women, and then they get the cameras in and say, look what the Israelis did. Cowards. Now, you might ask now, what is happening? Well, here's what is happening. Hamas and also Hezbollah in Lebanon are ruled from Iran. The Iranian Revolutionary Council simply wants to stir up things. Not only are they saying they hate the Jews, but they want to push Islam into a worldwide religion. And they need a war for that. So here we have now generals, officers sitting in Iran, safe bunkers, television screens, everything else, and giving orders to do this or that, and people are dying for nothing. And I would like us today to pray that God will simply move upon those people in Iran that are calling for war. But they themselves do not go out and get shot. They sit in safety and send out other people to die. And we need to pray against that. We have prayed a long time, and we pray for the oil price to come down. That's down. We are laying now about $36, $37 a barrel. And all of us are enjoying now some nice gas prices, except the companies here in California decided that they need a little bit of profit, so they raise the price, which is normal. You know, they always raise the price, Labor Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter, when they know we have to travel. So that's just a rip-up, but still beyond the $2, we praise God for that. Now, let me tell you that are watching us by, I almost say television, but whatever. You see me on the screen right now. Number of months ago, God spoke to me and said, when we pray, instead of congregation sitting down, they are to stand here. We have an order. The assistant pastor, or actually the pastor, I'm the senior pastor, up on a platform with the elders, deacons on the first step, the congregation down here. And God has honored that, because what we're doing is we have a certain order. When we simply come as a church, just like Israel did when they lined up to pray, they had a leadership and everybody else in order, and they prayed to God. And that's the reason we are doing it. So right now, I'm going to ask everybody to come and take their positions, and we're going to pray and seek the Lord. If you are new here for the first time, you don't want to come up and pray, you don't have to. But those of you that like to, you are more than welcome. Okay, I'm missing my deacon on this side, did he? take off. You took off. Okay. So, Thomas, would you pray for Bob here that we have finances and also for a complete healing on that? And I'm going to ask Sister Lois if you would come and pray for the situation in the Middle East, that God will simply shut those men down and would stop it. And then I will close in prayer.
Father God, we want to lift up this man, Bob. And we thank you, Father, that you moved upon him to send an email to us. It's nice to hear what's going on in the field. And we thank you, Father, for the good report on the healing for his heart and then also the nausea. And we thank you, Father, for total and complete healing for him, Lord. And we thank you that his soul will be healed, Lord, that he would be able to get into the Word and do some soul searching, and that you would show him where he needs healing in the soul, because your Word says that we will prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So we thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you, Father, for his finances to be increased, Lord. And we know in your Word it says that we are to give. And most people don't think that way, that how can you receive when you give it away? But your Word says for us to give, and it shall be given you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So, Father, we know according to your Word, which is contrary to nature, the best way to come out of bad finances is to give. And we thank you for that. We thank you for understanding for that, that as we give, you give it back. And it's all yours anyway. So we thank you, Father, for understanding in that area and to help his finances increase, Lord. And Father, I thank you. You know, we've prayed for that you're would give us more time to give the gospel, Lord. But I thank you, Father, for some judgment to come and some repentance to come. Because when I look around in the world, I see, just like it's written in your Word, where it says, neither were they thankful. I see a lot of ungratefulness. I see a lot of self-pity, and on and on and on. And I believe that we have a spoiled, rotten nation here. And I thank you, Father, for whatever it takes to bring this nation into line. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, Father, we come to you this morning honoring your authority over us, honoring the fact that you are over all of the nations, and you have said that the nations belong to you and you will move them about as you want. Father God, we come to you today because of the situation in Israel and in Iran and in Iraq and all over the Middle East. Father, we know that you are aware of everything going on there and that you are causing some things to happen and not others, and Satan is causing many things to happen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the leadership and the military in Iran that are causing the Hamas and the Hezbollah to attack Israel and attack innocent people and hide in cowardice among the women and children. Father God, we pray that you will move this Iranian group out of the picture, that you will cause something to happen that will take their attention off of Israel and off of this situation. and stop doing what they are doing. Father, we don't know how to pray, but by your Holy Spirit, he will translate whatever I'm saying into the right words and the right thoughts. Father, we just commit ourselves and our nation to you to do with as you see fit, Father, and help us to have a revival in this country that will spread all over the world and will take in Iran and Iraq and Israel and every nation, Africa and all of Europe. Father, we pray for this and we thank you for it and we ask your blessing on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that we have the privilege of going outside this church. Father, as we stand here, a group of dedicated believers in Christ, we believe that right now we are standing before a throne room in heaven, that we are watching and seeing you right now, Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ on the right hand. And we bring our petitions to you right now. And we thank you, Lord, that we might be just a handful of people in Sacramento. But Father God, you said that two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be there, and you are here. And Jesus, you said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that shall be done. And this is what we have asked for in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, it is done. It is done. And next week we will read it in our newspapers. We will see it on our television screens, how you are moving on a worldwide scale. And Father, I also pray right now, as we are being broadcast right now, there are people sitting in their homes. Some of them are sick, Father God. Some of them have lost their jobs. Some have all kind of difficulties. And we pray right now for a move of your Holy Spirit into every household, every place, if it is one person or more, that, Father God, your Holy Ghost will be there, and you will heal them. You will touch their finances, find jobs for them, Lord. And most of all, help them, Lord, to rededicate themselves to you in such a way they shall bring revival where they live in whatever country they are living. And I thank and I praise you for that right now. We lift up Tom Sparger to you today. They came here today. And Father God, you know that he drives a long distance. You know the difficulty he has. And we thank you today, Father God, that a healing is coming in his life. We thank you, Father God, this man shall be totally set free and to be able to say, God has healed me inside and outside. And we thank you for that. I thank you for touching all people here today that are standing around us, that are in this room, that needs a healing, that needs a miracle, that needs a job or whatever it is, Father. We thank you right now that you are answering prayers. And we thank you, Father God, that tomorrow we will be able to pay the rent and to take care of the rest of our bills that we have for this month. This is the last month of the year 2008. And we give you great praise and worship right now. And we ask this in Jesus' name. And those who agreed shouted, Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated.